Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Mr. Daly, Mr. Lippert, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is still me in 2024. Brett Morris, good timing by the robot, I gotta say.
Yeah, right on beat.
Yeah, right on beat this time. Hopefully we can do better together this year. These AI Ooh. Human duos, we seem fine in front of the curtain. The arguments we have behind the curtain. Welcome, guys. Now, I have a big question for you. Do you know about the eclipse coming April 8th? The total eclipse.
Well, I've heard about it.
It was not on my radar, no.
Okay. I did not know.
Good radar. That's a good eclipse joke.
The only way I know about it is that I was I offered something for sale through my Patreon, and somebody wrote to me and said, this is too expensive for someone who's planning to make a trip to see the eclipse in April. I was like, what?
All right. Well, that's a great way of dropping that you're seeing the eclipse, just whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We cut to dinner. Excuse me, waiter.
Yes.
Hi. Can you tell us about the duck special again? It sounded interesting, but I just want to hear it one more time.
I love the duck special, and people are ordering it like crazy. It's just, it's the really the chef's specialty. It's where his heart is. He's Chinese himself, and he's always infusing the recipes here with some of his heritage. And it is a wonderful Peking duck recipe.
Beyond the culture and the emotion behind it, how much is it again?
Oh, it's $38 for the Peking duck, and it's very shareable. If anybody else here,
okay. Can I speak to my wife just real quick?
Okay,
$38.
I'll check back.
38. I mean, it sounded really good. It is just.
Do you want to see the eclipse?
I do. I really do. I just feel like
any entree above $30 really cuts into our eclipse budget, I think.
Yeah. It's just, this is an anniversary dinner, right? We're already just drinking soda water with bitters instead of cocktails. I feel like we could splurge a little on the duck. It's not going to ruin the whole trip,
right? We didn't
mention
it's our anniversary. Waiter?
Yeah, have you decided about the duck?
We really want the duck.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are duck lovers.
Yes.
It is a little, okay, we should just tell you. We're going to see the eclipse this year. We're making a trip to see the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
April 8th, total eclipse. I'm sure you know. We're going to be in the totality zone.
Oh, so,
well, that's where the eclipse is in totality. Complete darkness for 4 minutes and 13 seconds.
You can't just see the eclipse from anywhere?
Obviously not.
Okay.
If you're on the moon, I mean, it wouldn't work at all.
He's a bit of a buff. We walked down the aisle to Total Eclipse of the Heart. He's kind of all about eclipses in every way. And so
I
this
get it
is
now.
Huge.
Our first dance was also Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I can't think of any other songs about eclipses. So yeah, you're kind of stuck.
Oh, there are plenty.
Don't get them started.
Klaus Naomi, Total Eclipse.
Really?
I'll play that later for you.
Do you consider The Hole of the Moon to be a song about an eclipse?
Is that a Pink Floyd song?
I think it's The Church.
Okay. I'm going to put that on my list. Do you have a pen?
Or The Waterboys? I do have a pen. It's either The Church or The Waterboys.
Excuse me, sir. Just so you know.
Yes.
You doing this has now ruined my night when I get home. You know, this is our anniversary. Pardon? We were going to have
what?
A whole... Well, he's now going to look up those songs. He's going to try to time that. He has a little spreadsheet of like the beats of the songs and the rhythms, kind of like girl
talk.
It's
a 4 minute eclipse with 13 seconds. You don't want a song that goes over the amount of the eclipse or under. It doesn't have to be right nail it.
Okay.
Anyway, it is our anniversary. We're hoping we could get like 50% off since it's our anniversary so we can afford this eclipse trip and the duck.
Would you be willing to tip on the full amount?
Oh, yes.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
There'll be no eclipse on your tip.
Okay. And tip, just to be clear, maybe 25% of the full amount?
Okay, I see what we're doing here.
Okay.
That'd be like a quarter moon eclipse of the tip. I think that is fair, honey, don't you?
I mean, I really want to try the duck. I am a little now pissed that the waiter has kind of got us over a barrel with the tip situation here. I feel like we're going to spend as much now with the extra 5% on top that we would have just...
Listen, I mean, do the math and figure out if you're coming out ahead on this or not. I'm going to have to ring it up as 3 margaritas. Just FYI. And
we got you.
That's
we cut to 15 minutes later. They still haven't made up their mind. Just, I'm not good at math, okay? And this pen he gave me is shitty, and it's hard to do this on a napkin.
Let's just get. I'm still trying to, like, what would this? Can we start doing the math? Maybe of just get the duck, tip normally, and maybe remove something from our eclipse trip. Right? It's only $38.
What would that be?
Maybe the decals. Maybe we don't need the printed decals to hand out to everybody.
That's half the fun is the decals.
For you, yes. I think for everybody else, it's trash. You're handing them future trash.
We have matching total eclipse clothing for the total eclipse.
Right. Which is fine. And how about this?
We can also use that at a funeral.
You use the total eclipse clothes at the funeral?
At a funeral. Excuse me. I'm saying we can repurpose them. It's not just for eclipses.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. We are 86 on the duck. Just sold the last duck. I'm really sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. It just got delivered to that couple right there?
Yes.
No, honey, the last one? Honey,
we people are reasonable.
They paid 75% of the price of the duck on a 22% tip on the whole price of the duck.
Wait, you're wheeling and dealing duck special of this restaurant?
Yeah, and they don't know anything about the eclipse at all.
What?
No, they've never heard of it.
They do. How would you know? They do.
Because I asked them. I said, when they asked me if they could get a deal on the duck, I said, is this another eclipse thing? And they didn't know.
I'm certain that would have been a confusing thing to hear right off the top of it when you asked for a deal on a duck if you didn't know what it was about.
Well, listen, it's weird enough that 2 tables have asked for a deal on the duck tonight. That's unusual.
We cut to a half hour later. This couple is now splitting a cheeseburger. Hey, look, it's not the duck. But at least we didn't go into our eclipse budget.
Yeah. The important thing is I'm here with you. I love you so much. And I just want to salvage the rest of our anniversary.
Do you want the tomato?
I think splitting to you is so different than what splitting is to me. Normally we would cut the burger in half.
I don't want as much of the lettuce. I'm saying you take the whole piece of lettuce and maybe I get the whole tomato and 3/4 moon of the pickle.
Not everything is an eclipse. It's just a burger. It's just a burger right now. I love your passion. It's what got me into you, but sometimes
what are you looking at? You got the last duck,
honey.
Are we the weirdos? You took the last duck and it's our anniversary.
Them looking at us.
Honey, you can't get in an argument with everybody at a restaurant who looks at you when we get into fights, okay? It's just right here, all right?
Going over there. I'm going over there and find out they know about this goddamn...
Come back here.
Of course they do.
Oh, God, here he comes. Jesus Christ.
Hi, excuse me.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I was just yelling at you about the duck, but I was curious about something.
Yes?
You know about the eclipse... April
our waiter 8th. Just mentioned the it's happening in April.
You knew that though, right?
Oh no, I didn't know an eclipse was coming. Is it a big one? Is it a big deal?
A big one.
Yeah.
It's a total eclipse that we won't see another of experience what? Another of it, one it, on the moon Earth goes in front until of the 2045.
Sun? Is it yes, is that where directly. The moon goes in front of the sun?
Well, depending upon where you're standing, a lot of people think you can be anywhere on Earth and it's the same, but it's not. You have to be inside the totality zone to really appreciate it for 4 minutes and 13 seconds. But
sometimes I think you say totality zone so people will ask you what it is and you'll get to explain it yet again.
I am curious. This what is the totality wife. Zone?
I forgot to introduce my wife. It's our anniversary tonight. That's why we were keen on getting the duck.
Happy anniversary. Tonight is my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
She just had dental surgery. I don't think she'll be speaking to you.
But you took her out to eat?
Uh-huh. Who picked the day of the surgery? Tell me it was her.
No, I scheduled it, and I it's one of the reasons I had to take her out to dinner. It's, the whole thing is a mess. She can't eat this duck.
Oh, well.
No, I'm eating it.
Do you mind if we get a little bread plate of the duck since it's our anniversary and we didn't want to, we couldn't pull the trigger on.
Well, we're kind of using our bread plates for bread.
Just, we'll put it in our hands. Right, honey? We just wanted to try the duck.
Look at my wife's face. She doesn't like that.
I can't tell.
I think she's just in a great deal of pain is what I'm reading.
I don't think she wants to be here.
The waiter just passed me a note that says Pink Floyd does have a song titled Eclipse.
I knew that. I fucking knew that.
The whole dark side of the moon is perfect for this.
Obviously, yes.
Let's talk some more about that.
Okay, Brett. Do you guys remember a album called Erg, A Music War?
No.
Mm-mm. Unfamiliar.
Brett, look this up.
How do you spell Erg?
U-R-G-H.
U-R-G-H?
A Music War. It was a live album of new wave bands back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now look up Klaus Naomi's Total Eclipse song. Get that cranked. Yeah. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 80s. See, this 80s sound holds up for me. You know this song. Go like 10 seconds forward.
Ahead?
Yeah. Total eclipse, eclipse. Total eclipse. Sun. All right, there you go. Just when you thought there was only one total eclipse song. But anyway... For real, it doesn't come around again to 2045. Does that make you want to make sure you can see it?
Nope.
Are you like,
wasn't there just one? The one that everybody made fun of Donald Trump for looking at.
Looking directly in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So a total eclipse means, you kind of described it in the scene, but the moon is eclipsing the sun.
I think
kind of between Earth and the sun.
And it's completely dark, I think. So I wonder if you can look at it then. I think you can. Mm. Don't take my advice, though. I thought it's totally dark.
I think you need one of those little box things.
Even when it's totally dark?
I don't know. I guess a total eclipse you can look at, but not for long. Because then the sun is going to peek out from the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no...
But people are traveling to that zone where for a solid 4 minutes, it's totally dark, whereas we won't get that in California.
And is it one of those things where it's like there's a curve on it where it'll be that zone in like different places on the planet over time, or there's just one place where it will be a total?
No, it's a line. So yeah, it's a zone that stretches across America. It happens to go through Little Rock, Dallas... that's the part I know about, but it's a straight line, and I guess it's like 30 miles, I don't know, 30, 60 miles wide.
My cousin is a science teacher, and he took a trip within the last decade to just like the perfect spot to watch a solar eclipse. But to me, I assume I would go to all the effort, and it would be cloudy or something like that.
That can happen.
Yeah.
That can happen. That would be a bummer.
But like base level, assume it won't work out for you.
Yeah, I do. Because I feel like I've had the experience of like maybe a lunar eclipse or something like that. It's like, oh, wow, this is a, they're all talking about it. Let's go outside. I don't see anything. Do you? No. Oh, it was cloudy last night, so nobody could see anything.
Oh.
I feel like it's happening.
That sounds like such a bummer.
These it was cloudy like, last night. Can't see anything.
Did you see it? I didn't see it. It's the same to me as, like the Eiffel Tower or the like things that I don't really need to go see unless you like plopped me there and I felt, oh, this is actually pretty cool. But I won't make the time or effort to do it myself because I don't believe that it'll be that fun. Does that make
sense?
Dan,
it's just right around this corner. It's
just
fucking stories tall. I just feel like, sure, the Louvre, but. What?
I've seen pictures of it. You get it. You know, it's just a big thing. There's no.
That's like saying someone's seen pictures of you doing improv, my man. You got to be there.
You do live. Get the idea. I mean, it's perfect. Low angle, blown out photos of the Eiffel Tower. I get what the form is. I get what the beauty is. Absolutely.
Please, just for my sake, it's just a half a block away. We turn the corner, we can see it. Okay, and then we'll go get an extra large baguette.
With Nutella. With Nutella.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, we've done that in every country.
Pardon me, may I give the two of you a guided tour of the Tour Eiffel? I will walk you all the way up to the top, and I will show you the perfect place to take a photograph.
Oh, I'd love to, but my friend wants to see the Eiffel Tower, so.
No, that's what it is, the Tour Eiffel. It is I was saying it in French. It is the Eiffel Tower.
French, dummy.
Tour Eiffel?
Yes, that's right. First you say the tower part, and then you say the name of the person who made it in France. But in your country, I understand you.
I'm learning something. Okay, this isn't bad, actually. All right, I didn't know that.
We haven't even seen it yet.
I can say that to the poker guys and stuff. I'll tell them in France they say things in reverse. It'll be a nice little story. This is great.
You're already impressed by that. You won't believe all of the things I can tell you.
Okay, great. So it's just around this corner, right?
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Okay, so they walk around the corner.
Oh, there it is.
Look, Dan.
Wow.
He's beautiful,
all right.
Right?
Wow, that was better nice. Here's how much for the tour?
Hey, where are you going, dude?
We saw it. This is great. I'm glad you brought me here. Look at that. Nice and big.
Dan, come back. I'm sorry. Rude
this
American.
Is ridiculous. You have not had a tour. I can't charge you anything for this.
He thinks he gets it already. Dan, the closer we get, I think the more we'll learn and the more impressive it'll be.
All right. I mean, if you really want to.
Is this a height competition thing?
I don't know why every time there's a building taller than me, we have to look at it. It feels like I'm pretty tall for a person, and that's good enough.
But it's taller than everybody. And you always make it about you.
Let's do this. I think this will be fun for both of us. Sir, can you take a picture, but use force perspective to make me look taller than the Eiffel Tower here? At least
I do
show.
This all of the times. I'm always doing the force perspective per picture. You don't want to like hold the Eiffel Tower in your hand, maybe?
I want to do it too small, like I just dunked over it.
Yes, of course. All of these things can be done. It's such a fun tower. It's like the funnest tower in the world, except maybe the Tower of Pisa, where you can stand there like I'm holding it up. It's so funny.
Or it's falling on you.
Yeah, like something like that. Okay. Force perspective for the tall guy to be taller than the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, there we go.
And yeah, let me just make sure you get my hands in here, kind of like I'm saying that like the Eiffel Tower is a small penis also.
Come on, Dan. Sir. That's not respectful.
As a Frenchman, I cannot do that. I cannot
Sir.
The Eiffel Tower has a small penis.
Hey, what? Dude, we're seriously doing the whole ugly American thing. It's making me uncomfortable. Just out of respect, we gotta go towards the tower and let it be taller than us.
They're used to this. This is a negotiation. He's just trying to get more money out of us. I don't think it's like emasculating the whole country of France to pretend I'm bigger than the Eiffel Tower, right?
Pardon
not
me, sir.
That proud.
There is no amount of money I will accept to allow you to imply that the Eiffel Tower has a small penis. Okay. Force perspective is one thing.
It doesn't even have a penis. It's I don't know what the it's okay. Just a little joke.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
No, sir. We know what happened. No, okay, it has a metaphorical penis. Can we get a few blocks closer and you can just tell us a few facts? We don't have to go all the way up to it, Dan, okay? Just all let us let it be even with us in perspective at least.
Fine, I'll tell you some things about the Eiffel Tower.
So they walk towards the Eiffel Tower down the cobblestone streets.
The Eiffel Tower was debuted at the World's Fair of 1900 or something, mm-hmm. and it was designed to have the largest penis of any tower that anyone had seen the world over at this time.
Okay.
And I had no idea.
And you can climb all the way up to the top. There is a restaurant named after Jules Verne. And you can go all the way up there and you can touch the penis of the tower.
Oh, that's great. Oh, look, Dan. We've walked where it's taller than us now, even in any perspective.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
hey,
fine.
You're sweating, man. Are you it's okay?
It's fine. It's just I'm a little peckish. I haven't had my big extra large baguette with Nutella on it. I think for this much work, I should get
he
a
He starts to
too.
Sway and sway, and Frenchmen run to get out of the way. He goes down. Everything goes blurry. Everything goes dark. And he wakes up, and he's at the medical facility in the Eiffel Tower, up in it. There you go, Dan. Yeah. Okay. I think his eyes are opening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. The medics Jesus. Brought you up here. You just need a little water, buddy. Here you go.
Did you see that?
I see what? When you almost crushed all those Frenchmen?
I kind of like passed out, but look, I told you not to bring me so close. I told you not to bring me so close to the tower.
We're in it, dude. We're in the tower.
Get me out of here. Get this IV out of my arm.
Hey!
Please, sir, be reasonable. The medical facility at the Eiffel Tower is at the very top of the tower.
What sort of transfusion am I getting here? What is this going into me?
Pure 100% French blood.
No.
You are more French than American now, my friend.
We cut to a Dan on a date 5 months later back in the States. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I just thought the wine was good for my taste. I didn't know it was crappy wine. Sorry.
Sorry. I used to be like you, but now I've just, I know a little bit more about wine because of transfusion I had. And anyway, yeah, what you want here is.
Yeah, is every not. Time you argue me out of something because it comes down to taste, you talk about that blood transfusion.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to like. I never would have done this before the transfusion. I just happen to know now that I'm a little bit French. Are you going to finish your snails?
There you go. You can have it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh. So anyway, here's a picture of me. I got this on the way out. It's that he finally agreed that I could say the Eiffel Tower had an equal-sized penis to me in the picture. So it's me kind of being impressed, but surprised it's not bigger.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
I think I might go to it.
That's what in Little Rock?
Yeah. There was a lot of, I was just in Little Rock, and there was a lot of campgrounds and stuff being rented, as you say.
What excites you about it? The rarity or the like?
Well, it's something my daughter would be into, I think. It's always hard to find something to interest a 10-year-old beyond being on the phone and playing some video game. So I think saying, let's go to this place and watch that will be exciting.
So what sorts of people do you think you're going to encounter? That would be my concern.
That's funny. What do you think? End timers? Is that what you're getting to? I think more like people who believe in crystals, if there's odd people. Mm. What are you getting at?
Just astronomy tourists in general. Just seems like it's going to be a strange crowd.
Strange.
I don't tolerate any strangeness of any kind. I used to go on these hikes. I recommend it. These night hikes in Griffith Park. They happen at night, and it's a hike led through the park. But it was a strange collection of people. And one night, we got to the bottom, and this lady said, it's just always stuck in my mind. She said, hey, everybody, today is my birthday, so we can all meet at the trunk of my car for some champagne and meat.
Meat.
Champagne and meat.
It was the meat part that got you, right?
That's the part that got me. I was like, what? You can't just say meat.
Meat. Yeah, like just end with champagne.
Out of the trunk of her car. Meat out of the trunk.
Let's cut to as she and her husband are pulling up to that parking lot before the hike. I'm just saying, I don't think you need to mention the meat.
No. I've thought it all through. Like, I have been waiting for one of these night hikes to coincide with my birthday. I'm so excited. I canceled that dental surgery earlier today. I'm like thrilled to be here doing this. And I've thought about how I'm going to invite everybody. Like, I'm going to wait till the hike is over. I'm not going to expect people to be distracted by it through the whole hike. But right when it's over, I'm going to say, let's meet at my car for some champagne and meat. And
there's two reasons I wouldn't do that.
What? Why?
And neither reason has to do with the fact these are strangers.
Oh.
I think they're fellow astronomy fans, you a little more than me. But so I think that will make them the type of people that, who might be up for having a little champagne in the parking lot afterwards. Yeah. I could see that. Join us at our car, I might say, instead of the trunk. Join us at our car for some champagne in the parking lot. I think that'd be delightful.
I don't want anybody to think that we're all going to be piling into the car. You know what I mean? I just want to make clear, like, come to the trunk.
The trunk.
I will pop the trunk. Maybe I should say that. I'll pop the trunk, and in there I have some champagne and some meat.
And that's it.
Huh?
And just champagne.
No. And some meat, I will also say.
Okay, first off, you're saying let's meet. It's a double meet. Let's meet.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
At my car and have some meat. That's awkward.
I see what you're saying. I should say let's gather at the trunk of my car. I'll pop the trunk and in there I've got some champagne and some meat. And so that way nobody's confused. That's fine. That'll be great.
I'm glad you're not saying this at the beginning of the hike. Because if I did not know you, I would be thinking about the meat. The whole hike being in the trunk and getting spoiled there. It sounds...
Well, don't be ridiculous.
It's gross to me.
It's aged meat and it's been in there since I bought it like 5 weeks ago. It's fine. You don't refrigerate aged meat.
Just for the sake of argument, can you invite me to some... The same scenario, but in one, the meat is in the back seat, and in one, it's in the trunk.
What do you mean? You want to hear what it sounds like in both situations?
Yes, I swear. Me being in the back seat in a cooler sounds better than popping a trunk.
That's ridiculous. It would be a waste of ice and cooler space to put aged meat in a cooler. It's silly.
I don't want to argue with you on your birthday. So we cut to the hike, and they're only 5 minutes into the hike, and you can tell she wants to make her announcement now.
I can't wait. This is not how I pictured it. Like, we're all together. We're all hiking together. Everybody could hear me. If I said it loud enough, everybody could hear me now.
One of the owls I was talking about. They so rarely come to this part of Los Angeles. Usually it's just in their slight migration. Look at that right up there.
Oh, wow. That is a barn owl. Oh, yeah. That's in a barn view. Area.
Perfect view.
Look at that.
Interesting.
Look, everybody is gathered around the owl.
We're talking about owls now, not really on the astronomy tip. Maybe wait till later.
Well, I was going to wait till the end, but this is actually my 100th hike. So if everyone wants to come down to my truck afterwards, I'll be doing beer and beef. And I just really would be excited to toast to everybody here.
God damn it.
I'd love to do that. A little beer and beef on my truck.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Happy 100.
Thank you. Yeah, this has been such a great, like, it's just made me so sane. I was so lonely before this. What a great crew, and I just really appreciate meeting y'all. And
it's great.
Don't go to his truck.
What, honey?
Don't go to his truck after the hike. Today is my birthday. I've been planning this for a long time. I've been so wanting my birthday to line up with one of these night hikes. In the trunk of my car, there is some champagne. I bought it 3 months ago for New Year's, and we didn't drink it, and it's back there. And I've got these plastic cups, and they're dusty, but I'll wipe them out. And meat. It's aged meat.
You got meat in your trunk?
Yes, it's in the trunk. But I have a pocket knife. I'll cut off slices for everybody.
We see this one old lady retching.
It's okay, honey.
Dorothy, oh my God. She was just getting better. She was just getting better.
Well, I'm going to take a rain check on that meat in the trunk, but what's your truck look like? That beer and beef sounds like a great idea.
It's a Rivian. It's one of the electric trucks. It's right down at the bottom, and it's just beer and beef bought today. The beer is chilled. The beef is fully cooked, but that was implied information until I heard what you had, and now I feel like I do have to be a little clearer.
Ten minutes later in the hike, and she's trying to recruit other people to her. It's just his day, honey.
Huh? I feel real weird about it. Like, why would you have somebody else's choice of beer? There are so many different beers, you know? But this is like genuine champagne from the Champagne region of France. No kidding.
I think it's the meat that turned people off, not the champagne.
Well, that's ridiculous because, like I said, it's vacuum-sealed aged meat.
Can you keep it down? We're trying to listen to the stars.
Oh, that guy's
okay,
nuts.
Sorry, it's her birthday.
He's crazy. Listen to the stars? I'm not inviting him. I'm going to let him know.
I don't think he's planning on coming anyway, honey. I think they're all going to the beer and beef truck.
Well, that's fine if he goes to the beer and beef truck. I think there are certain people I want at the champagne and meat trunk.
Shh. We're trying to hear the solar flames.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just not our night. Maybe next time we can pretend it's your birthday and have some champagne out of the trunk.
Hey, I just noticed a little energy when I pitched the beer and beef. We were talking up there, and we were thinking maybe you could pull your car up next to my truck, and we could just kind of have a nice co-hangout with the whole group.
Oh, beer and beef and champagne and meat.
Yeah.
Well,
that sounds great, honey.
No, I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
Why? Everyone will be together? Champagne, beer, meat, and beef?
It's obvious that the reason that he is making that offer is that he's scared that more people are going to be at my trunk for champagne and meat than at his. And so I'm in the power position here. Why would I give up my power here?
It's not a competition. It's a competition.
If it were a competition, he'd win 100 hikes. Everybody has a birthday.
That is true. He kind of earned his 100 hikes. You just fell into your birthday.
Yeah, well, it's a big one. I'm 43.
That's not a big one.
It's a big one.
Happy birthday. I am absolutely open to this. I am not jealous of your plan. When you suggested it, Dorothy threw up and had to turn around and go back. Three people haven't made eye contact with you since then, so I'm not worried about it.
Why are you offering to combine parties? You wouldn't do that if you really thought more people were coming to your truck.
We cut to the parking lot, and indeed, there's about 30 people at the truck with all the beer and beef, and he's got a little mini heater over there.
Did he offer them money?
No. Look, someone's coming over here.
Okay.
Someone's coming over to our car.
Hey, how's it going? We're having a blast over there. If you want to kind of integrate, and I could absolutely go for some champagne, a little something bubbly.
Oh, look, it's the hike guy.
Hey,
congrats again on your 100 hikes, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of not a big deal compared to 43 years of life on Earth.
Okay, whatever, honey. Let's just pop the trunk. And she tries to pop the trunk, but she can't. It can't. It won't open. Just pop it.
No, I'm trying. Oh,
you turn the key left, then left.
Oh,
when's the last time you opened it?
I broke the key. I broke the key in the lock.
We're having a little trouble popping the trunk, but I'm sure it'll open. I'll just get the lever inside. It'll work, right?
What? Oh, you're going in through the. Yeah, that should work.
Hey, I have so much extra beef and beer over here. It sounds like the champagne and meat wasn't even really ready. So it's fine. Come over and this will be a dual party.
No, we can
party.
Pop the trunk, and she's just really, her hands are bleeding. She's trying to pop the trunk. I just don't think it's going to pop tonight, sweetie.
It's got to pop. It's got to pop.
20 minutes later, people are all starting to leave the parking lot. It's nearing midnight when you're supposed to leave the entire park.
Does anybody have a drill or a power saw?
No, I have AAA. I can call them to come, and I think they'll do your car still as well as long as I'm here.
Fat chance they'll make me join.
Humans, I want to go to our Discord where we have asked you to submit one word suggestions, and we got a shitload. I'm trying to remember where we left off here. Okay. I'm going to look at some words I don't think I've seen. Okay, remember that one. Hold on. Okay. Gambling. I'm going to give you three words. Frantic. Flex. Maybe I have said these words, but they're good words. Gambling, frantic, flex. Do any of them recall a story in your life?
Gamblers, I heard gambling flexers. And frantic, and then my headphones came out.
Frantic, flex.
Flex?
Mm-hmm. These days, the kids are flexing.
I went to Vegas a couple months ago, and it was in the lead up to, I know nothing about Formula One, but apparently like Formula One was coming to Vegas. So the whole city was like shut down, preparing for, like a lot of streets were closed and whatever. And all the hotels were way more expensive, except for the Rio, which is like a little off the strip. And so it was really cheap there. And so we ended up getting a room there, and like right when we walk in, the line to check in is so long, like probably an hour wait. And we're at the back of it, and some manager comes up and just grabs us and like a few other people and is like, here, I'll check you guys in like the VIP check-in area just to speed it up. And we're like, oh, great. So then we go in there, and it becomes clear with the woman checking us in that like this is a shit show. And she's in that mode where she's talking shit about the company to like ingratiate herself to you, but you're really just like, this is the reason you're talking so much shit. This is taking up more time than if you just checked me in. And so what happened was the Rio had been bought out and was changing owners that week. So the old owners, maybe as a fuck you, shut down just on the day, shut down their whole system. They were like, all right, it's yours now. Like you have to switch everything over to your whatever computer system you use and whatever. And so she sends it, like she's explaining that, sends us to a room. We go in. and I see like Uggs on the floor and the TV's on, and then I see the bathroom light is on with the door closed.
Oh.
And so we're like, oh shit. And so we back out and we're like, oh, somebody's in this room taking a shit and heard us walk in and we didn't see them or whatever.
Oh.
And so then we go down and complain, not even complain, but we're like, oh, this is a, you gave us someone else's room. And I'm on the way in, my friends were like, before we even knew it was all fucked up, they're like, give her $40 and see if we can get a suite. And I've never done that in my life. I've never like tried to bribe anybody. And I was like, I can't do it. And they're like, just give her $40, see if she gives a suite. If not, it's no big deal. And that made me so anxious. And so I didn't do it the first time around. And then the second time I had the 40 in my hand and I was like ready to slide it to her, like pretty nervous about it. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing. Somebody else fucked up. Let me see if I can get you into the best room possible, like whatever, the suites, the like top floor, whatever. And then she leaves for a half hour and comes back and she's like, I couldn't get it for you. I was chewing somebody out for fucking up. Your room will be ready in like an hour. And then that's essentially it. But like the room had like the carpets, they had to like flash clean them to get us in there fast, so the carpets were still wet and smelled like wetness. And then every morning at 7 a.m they were redoing all floors in all the rooms around us, so there was just like extreme construction waking us up every morning. It was a very bad stay.
Let's go to that moment where you come back. Let's do that moment again where you come back to report that someone's in your room.
Hi,
this is a shit show. Sorry, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you remember me from before. I
can't remember anyone, honey. Everyone's mad. There's 1,000 people here for some reason, because this place, this is the end. But what can I do?
I'm so sorry. For you? The room you gave us, there were actually people in there, and we actually walked in on somebody.
Did you see them?
Well, there was the restroom door was closed and there were shoes in there and the TV was on. So I just imagined.
Okay, hold on. You didn't see anyone. You just saw shoes.
Well, I wasn't.
The TV was working.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not here to be happy the TV is working. I'm almost certain.
Well, the last guy, he was mad that the TV wasn't working in his room. I should give him your room. Anyway, TV's working, you had an extra pair of shoes. What happened?
It just seemed like someone was in there. And I feel like before when I was here, I was really polite to you. And other people were being pretty rude. And it seems like you gave them what they wanted quickly and easily. And you gave them a discount. And I really haven't gotten anything
right.
good.
Well, look, it's a total hellhole here. And people are, you know, slipping me money to get what they want. I don't recall you slipping me any money.
I see.
To get anything. And only complaint is you have a working TV, an extra pair of shoes, and the lights on in the bathroom, as far as I'm concerned. That doesn't stack up to the problems other people are having and the money they're slipping me.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir, if you don't mind stepping aside.
Sure. Excuse me, partner.
I'm going to get in front of you there, young man, and I'm going to do that by slipping you $20, ma'am. That's for you. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, the first thing I'm going to say, I slipped you $50 for the experience of having somebody come into my room while I was taking a shit.
Yes, sir.
All right.
How did that go?
It didn't go well because they came in and turned right around and walked out. And that's not what I wanted. I had left the bathroom door open just a crack. And I wanted that person to walk right into the goddamn bathroom. And I did everything I could. I had the light on in there. And they turned around and walked right out. And that's not what I had in mind. I gave you $50.
I am so sorry, sir. This is just a total foobar situation, and we're just a swamp of shit. And excuse me, other sir.
Hi, yeah.
We've settled it, and that room has been vacated and clean, so you can go back there right now, and everything is A-okay. Okay.
How come when you said that, that gentleman kind of started rushing back up to the room really fast and unbuckling his belt?
There's so many people here. I can't focus on belt buckles. What's buckled? What's not?
Look, I think I figured out what's going on. Here okay. is $80.
Oh.
To go into a room that is
That's
totally...
That's not 40 folded, is it?
No, that's a very mean trick. If someone does that to you, that's a mean trick.
Well, this is Vegas. That is done all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not to me. But, yeah, it's a true 80. Okay. It's money. Usually my friends go, and the first thing we do is we put 80 on a roulette table. Instead, I'm going to give you the 80 just to get us a nice... normal.
I'm just going to inform you in FYI, not that it matters. Most people deal in 50s and 100s. 40s and 80s is a little weird. It's kind of a red flag in the business.
I had no idea. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm learning. I'm not much
of a
Vegas
doesn't sound cool
guy.
To go, here, let me lay down a 40, because that's not a bill. There's 50s. There's 100s.
Okay.
It seems like you're giving them 10 short.
Well, here's what I can do. I can give you 50, 70, or 90. I do not have a $100 bill. Yeah, well, that's what I have. I have a 50 here, and I have several 20s.
I'd rather have a 50 than a 70. That's just weird.
Pardon me. I have $15, $16, $17. I would like your finest room. Is there a presidential suite? Has the president ever stayed here at the Rio?
Look, Bozo, you either round that up to 20 or take it down to 10. I'm not taking 17 here. We're way too busy for me to figure out that bribe. What is going on tonight? Okay, look, I'm going to go see if I can find you the best room in our entire hotel. And give it to you for a discount. Does that sound good?
Are you talking to me or the guy that just gave you $17?
I'm talking to both of you. Does that sound
How much
good?
Money did you give?
It's unclear, but I think 50 is where I'm at now.
Idiot.
We cut to later. They've both gotten the presidential suite and they're on opposite ends of it. It is one of those huge Vegas penthouse suites, and they haven't seen each other yet in the penthouse. Are you sure we're alone? I hear something.
I'm not certain, but it feels like that she like gave me a big wink, the whole thing when we checked in. I think this is ours. Let's just relax. And hey, like, it's Vegas. Let's, you know, let's get a little drunk. Let's get a little sexy. Come on, let's go.
Time to put $17 down on roulette. Let it ride, baby. Red, nothing but red.
Did you hear that? Jesus.
Yes,
someone
I did.
Is inside our penthouse suite.
Okay. Well, look, I really want to. I just want to have fun in Vegas. I really need to blow off some steam. All right. I mean, it's like a divorce trip, so this is exciting. Let's.
Yeah.
I'm newly single. Like, let's. Excuse me. Is somebody in the room?
Is someone here with us?
Yes. What's going on? Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi. They're back there in the corner of that edge of the suite.
Yeah, this will be fine. I've been told that I'm supposed to sleep in this chair and just live out of my suitcase right next to me here. And you have the whole, you don't have the whole rest of the suite. There's going to be a couple of other guys showing up from what I understand.
No, that's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
And it gives me no pleasure that because I paid a little more, you're just going to be sitting in the little corner in a chair in the the presidential cot. It's not even that presidential. It's just a cot.
Well, no, the chair's got an ottoman. It's not bad. That's all she could do for $17.
Can I ask you, just out of curiosity, is 17 just a denomination you prefer? Because you tipped her 17, and I heard you say you're going to do 17 on roulette. Is it a lucky number?
I make $17 an hour at El Pollo Loco. And so I just try to think in terms of this is an hour of my time.
I see. That's really smart, actually.
And yeah. 17.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
They do have crazy big suites. Vegas, Dan.
I have to tell you, weirdly enough, I had one scene in a movie called What Happens in Vegas. And my scene is
that two people have been given the same room and they walk in on each other and then they come down and complain to me, the hotel person who accidentally put two parties in the same room.
Wow. So you were pulling from probably all the research you did for that movie.
As you were telling your story, I was like, I can't believe it happened in real life. It's exactly the premise of that movie.
We didn't have, whoever was in that room, I didn't have any sort of meet cute with or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was a meet cute. You're right.
Oh, well. Humans, let's go back to this list for inspiration. Oh, sorry. Okay, there we are. Oh, that's a word I don't even know. Okay. Not reading it right. Nope, we've been through these. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Hindsight. Plaza. Clock. Those are a few words. Hindsight. Looking back, I could have done better. I've done it this way.
I just had with some friends, we ended up on the topic of like, high school loves. This is what hindsight made me think of. And it kind of came out that like almost all of my friends that I was talking to that moment had like a big life event where they like moved or changed their life in some way in high school because of like someone that they had like fallen in love with and wanted to, like one of my friends moved to like Eastern Europe because he met a girl on a study abroad, and he like after he graduated school he went straight there to be with her, and then it didn't work out and moved back. I had another one who like moved from San Francisco to San Diego to like be with his girlfriend in high school. Anyway, I bring it up because I'm curious if you guys have any like high school.
I want to clarify what you're just saying though. So in high school they met a girl, but they didn't move until college.
One of them did in high school. One of them, like, in high school, his family was originally from San Diego. Then he moved to the Bay Area.
By himself?
With his family. And then had kind of, like, kindled a love with this girl who he had started writing letters with that was in San Diego still. And so he did his last 2 years of high school in San Diego living with his aunt, partially to, like, be around this, to be in a relationship with this girl.
Wow. I would not allow that as the parent if I wanted my... I feel I'm getting ripped off 2 years of my child.
Yeah, it's an interesting... I mean, I don't know. It's not my story, so I don't know much about the specifics of it beyond that. But yeah, I thought... Because I had like kind of like a... you know, friendship with someone I had a crush on that was like a whole thing that like nothing really came of it. And then like 10 years later, we dated a little bit, like not even coincidentally, just she ended up in LA. And it's kind of a boring story because it ends with just kind of fizzling out. But I think that high school love thing is so interesting that like everybody had one that they like.
I went on a spring break where I thought we were still... I went to her college on my college spring break, and I thought we were an item, and I got introduced to her boyfriend within 10 minutes of being there. And I was like, what the fuck did I come all this way for? But that's not as bad as moving somewhere, I guess. That's not so uncommon, though.
Someone who like decided to go to the same college as the person they were dating in high school.
Yeah.
That seems like a crazy decision.
You know? Yeah, it's so funny to now be on the other, like to be in high school and be like, oh, I'm certain of this and my parents just don't understand me.
Yeah.
And then to realize when you're on the other side of it, it's like, no, they perfectly understand you. They've had life experiences and they're like trying to impart the knowledge onto you.
Well, that's why you don't let the San Diego thing. Who knew what the rest of the circumstances were? But I wish I could give and I wish people cared about me enough that I could give a lecture. I wish I was Amy Poehler. But to young people, high school age, I guess, and because in high school you think the year, every year lasts so long and you think it's forever and you think everything's forever and you think if you're unpopular forever, or you feel like I can't find my tribe, or and that's why there, when I hear about teen suicide especially, I'm just like, oh my God, tell them that even if they're in a hellhole, it's only going to last 4 years and you can go find your people. But I feel, and it's with, so that's the negative part of, I'm having an awful part. High school's awful. I feel like this is forever. Yeah. The other one is I'm in love and I feel like it's forever. And I think that's so absurd of, this is the guy for me forever, or girl or whatever.
Yeah, I was curious, because I'll have that instinct sometimes of like wanting to give a lecture on these things I wish someone had told me. And that is, it is like a, it's a funny dream I have of a kind of what you're saying of like, I wish everybody cared what I had to say, because I think I have some important things to pass on. Like a, and a good perspective. I relate to that a lot.
Do you fantasize about giving TED Talks?
Yeah.
We cut to Dan. He's come back to his high school. It's been 15 years. Okay. And just name the top two shows that the students might know, just for your intro.
Geez, that they would know.
Right. I don't really watch. I don't watch comedies. You mostly do comedies, you said.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Mostly. Well, you know, I'm proud of this. It's not like a thing they would have heard of, but I did like a stop motion series that was ended up being bought by Lexus for L Studios. Lexus had a short-lived
YouTube channel. I think channel. I'm going to lose them on
Savage,
that.
Dan Savage had a show on there, and okay. Yeah, well, it's just...
Do you have a true crime podcast?
No, I actually don't touch the stuff. I think it's a little exploitive. Maybe tell them that. Or
just give an opinion in your intro?
They know... They know Nicole Byer, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm on episode two of her podcast.
Have you nailed it?
No, I'm on episode two of her podcast, and we talk about, it gets a little sexual. We talk about hooking up in the UCB bathroom. Maybe tell them that.
So I'm supposed to,
I think that's
your intro credit
is
hooking up in a school's bathroom.
I don't like it. I'm not happy about it. She wasn't that famous when we recorded it, and then she kind of blew up, and now people discover her and listen to it. I don't know what to tell you.
We cut to, it's a long intro of the teacher trying to intro him. And it was hers, and then she blew up, and I guess he's getting a lot of notoriety, even though he's not, he couldn't give me a credit.
Not
of
notoriety,
you know.
Sorry, just I'll give you the mic right back. Not notoriety, people who already know me, then hear it, and then know more about me, kind of. Oh, Paranormal Activity. Say Paranormal Activity next you can on Paramount Plus. That'll be the one.
And Paranormal Activity, here he is.
Hey.
Class of something, Dan Lippert.
Nope. Lippert. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. McAlevey. Hey, everybody. So I'm here because I think one thing we all wish, like the song says, I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger.
What song is that?
What song is that?
You know, I don't know
is
who
it
it's
TikTok?
By. No, I don't think it's... No. What's a TikTok song that's related?
Is it Hyperpop?
I've never even heard of that. No.
I listen to Hyperpop, old
what's
man.
What's that, like Prodigy? Would that be Prodigy?
No, that's electronica, dickhead.
Is that a
you
song
do not
from a
call
video
the guest
game?
Speaker dickhead.
No, it's not a song from a video game. Look, and when I was your age, this type of thing would have really made me feel bad about myself. But I've learned, as you could see, this kind of thing where I can't relate to you. I don't need to be liked by you anymore. And that's a thing that I've learned that I want to impart on y'all. It's at a certain point, you need to love yourself and realize that what strangers think about you, it's not. It doesn't matter to you because they don't know the real you.
What?
Sorry.
What's his thesis statement? I don't know what this is about.
Are you basically saying you didn't come here to make friends?
That is, yes. Thank you. So like they say in some reality TV shows, I'm not here to make friends. But I don't mean that in any sort of sassy or catty way. I just mean I'm really satisfied with the depth of relationships I have with the friends that I'm close with now.
What's your point?
It's nailed a great question. It. Well, okay, so someone knows the podcast. I've lost my train of thought a little bit because I did think you would know that song. It's not even from my era. I just kind of know it from commercials and stuff. But I guess you don't really watch commercials.
What's a commercial?
You don't even know what one is.
I have YouTube Premium. I got it for Christmas.
So okay, so you might know L Studio. Lexus had a short-lived. I do think by in here, you'll really care a little more if you do kind of consider me famous or successful in any way. So if we could just cross that boundary, I think my words will be a little more meaningful to you.
I don't know.
When we cut to after the lecture, all the classes are going back to their homerooms before lunch, and we see one nerdy kid come to Dan. Mr. Lippert?
Hey.
Hi. I would just like to say, what's that?
Thanks for getting my name right. The teacher said it wrong. I'm glad you got it right. I appreciate that.
I'd like to say that your words were very inspiring to me today.
Thank
you. Not a lot of adults, I don't know, they don't talk to us like we're adults. They talk down to us. And, well, I've been feeling pretty down about my entire life and the trajectory of it, but you really put things in perspective today.
That is so meaningful. Maybe, is there a way you could kind of say that to, it seems like they're kind of the hot kids over there, maybe, or the popular kids. Kind of let them know, just so that they know.
Wait, you still want them to like you?
No, I do think if they understand.
That was your whole message, that it's not important.
But you have to understand also the monoculture, and that your words will be more meaningful if people give you some sort of perceived status. You know, me saying the same thing, everybody would have been eating out of the palm of my
hand. His fan walks away in disgust.
No, and also, there's always help out there, and you're loved. Okay.
The next day we see where everyone eats lunch, there's a fence next, and then the sidewalk. And we see Dan is back at school. He's just giving advice through the fence. There's that guy that was at the lecture yesterday.
What's he doing?
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing?
Why are you here?
I just think that I could change so many lives if you all could first perceive me as successful. And then I think if we get past that barrier,
you want some food?
I have to say, well,
they start putting chips through the fence at them.
Do they still do? Is Thursday still chicken fried steak at lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you snag me a chicken fried steak then, maybe at lunch?
And so Dan would come by every day at lunch, and the students would feed him food through the fence, and he would give advice on life.
So, yeah, you know, you listen to Marin, right?
Yeah.
So he lives in Glendale. So I'm like 10 minutes from there. I don't know where exactly his place is, but like a lot of places he talks about, I eat at also and stuff.
Are
like
you further east than Glendale, or are you in Glendale?
Well, further east is actually more prestigious in some ways. Yeah, I'm glad you know the city a little bit. But yeah, I'm a little further out. Yeah, it's.
Will you tell the sex with Nicole Byers story again?
Yeah,
tell it again, dude. It's great story.
It's not. It was not even. I want to clarify this. So I'm not telling the story. It was not sex. Okay, it was a hookup in a bathroom at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Oh, it sounds like Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Sex. You know, after you told that story at school, they took the stall doors off of all the bathrooms here.
It's called the Lippert Rule.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, that you know what? I'm weirdly happy to hear that because it was called the Lippert Rule for a different reason when I went here. So that's great news.
human. To unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Brett, you had double diseases. How are you feeling?
Oh yeah, I got flu.
Oh, you just and, outed him there. Go
yeah.
for it.
Oh yeah, oh, your medical history.
Let me specify those.
It was
diseases. I got flu and strep at the same time last week.
Nice. Get him out of the way.
Hit me like a ton of bricks. It was crazy. I haven't had flu even since I think I was a kid, like high fever and all that. But feeling good now. Good. It went away pretty fast. But
did you have the vaccine?
It was fucking crazy. No vaccine.
I was just...
Just clip Brett saying that.
Yeah, the doctor was like almost giddy giving me the news, like, it was like a rarity for him. Like, it was almost like a congratulations. Like, you got a twofer. Wow. I don't see that much. It's like, great. Thanks.
We cut to Dan. He's in the doctor's office. If you could just hold on a moment, we're gathering some of the nurses and doctors.
Oh my God. Really?
But which one is it? The doctor wants to come back.
Hey. What's this? Is it?
Oh my God. Hi. Yeah. Sorry. I've been waiting for like 30 minutes. The doctor took my a strep test, I think. And it, yes. What's everyone doing here?
I want to see you too. One at a time. Get in the fucking line.
Can we see the lumps on your back, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I yeah. want to touch it.
So those are something should I be worried about those? Or
wow. Wow.
Not as much as the lumps in your throat.
Don't tell him yet. This is amazing.
I see some of you in scrubs, but then as we get further back, I see some like kind of casual outfits.
Everyone's
there.
Holding up their phone, taping this event.
What
I
is
think
it?
Everyone's here, doctor, if you want to give the triple diagnosis.
Yes, this is very, very unusual, and it's very exciting. You have three different diagnoses today. You've got the shingles.
Okay.
That's the lumps on the back. Very good. You've got the flu.
And
you have acute tonsillitis. That's what that is.
At the same time?
All at the same time.
Come on.
It's extraordinary.
So did you have to deliver that from like a carnival barker's podium with the cane and everything?
I didn't have to. No.
I'm sorry.
He sees on people's phones. Some of them are live on Instagram. All these.
So I'm gathering that this is like pretty rare. This is happening. Is it worrisome for me?
Yeah. It's really, really rare. And you're blowing up, actually.
From a living person, that is very rare.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that really scares me.
Yeah, well, it's just like your immunities are so busy fighting off three different things. It's almost like, how can this work? So, yeah, it is worrying.
Go for four. Go for four. Go for four. Go
okay, four. Okay, okay, okay.
I think some of the other doctors and nurses want him to have a fourth thing, doctor.
Well, of course we do, but we should ask the patient. I think we should get your sign off on whether you want to be exposed because we've got a guy next door who is very contagious with COVID right now, and it will be very easy to have you go in there and just, you know, whatever.
You can kiss
him if you
just
want to.
Just do it.
Of course not. No, of course not.
Well, it would what? Be, I mean, homophobe. It would be kind of interesting to see what happened.
Just do it.
If you're filming this, you can't also accuse me of being a homophobe because I don't want to kiss a guy for COVID. We can't go live on that.
Look, the flu and COVID are just basically the same. Just do it.
Is that medically true? My body, because you yourself said three is rare in a living person, which implies that my immune system will barely be able to fight off all three.
Rare, but not a record.
Go for the record.
Do you want to go for the record?
It would be like a record. Like, what would it mean to hold the record?
Well, you would be in some medical journals, perhaps. We would talk about you for the rest of our careers here in this office.
I think the Guinness Book of World's Record.
I'm listening. I am listening.
You'd probably get half price Peking duck for the rest of your life.
Okay. I'm listening for sure. I do worry. Here's my first thought. You're the doctor. You tell me that the COVID won't infect me for a few days. What if the flu or something goes away in the meantime?
That is a concern. I can hook you up with a staph infection real easy if you want.
I could give you crabs right now.
No, you know what? This is, I'm sorry. I think the pomp and circumstance got me all riled up. I feel like fucking shit. All I want is to not be sick anymore. I want to just be cured of these three things.
All three of them?
Yes.
You want to go down to zero?
To nothing?
It's really that rare. I mean, I feel like people, you know, especially maybe people near the end of their lives, their immune system's weaker or something, they get multiple things, don't they? It's that rare.
Nah, it's usually one or two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually one or two. But listen, let me just tell you something. The Guinness Book of World Records no longer does like dangerous records or irresponsible records, but there is a dark Guinness Book of World Records. There's an underground Guinness book. If you got five simultaneous viral or bacterial infections, we could get in touch with those guys.
Doctor, it so happens on the fourth floor right now, a member of the dark Guinness Book of World Records here is for a world record tumor, brain tumor.
For, what is he here for?
A world record size brain tumor. They could come up here and... I don't know.
We got to do this. We got to get you infected with everything we got.
Of course.
You got to kiss everybody.
Let me just ask you. I mean, clearly it's interesting here to you guys. Does the Guinness Book of World Records matter to anybody like it did in like 1998? I feel like everybody we remember from it is from that era. And now you just have forgotten the history if you're in Guinness.
They used to say that about 76, my friend.
Okay, so it is circular. You think it'll come back?
Yeah, it comes in
cycles. Definitely coming back. I mean, the reason it's less popular now is that you can't get in there for cramming a bunch of cigarettes into your mouth or putting on...
or having a fat twin on a motorcycle.
That's why the Dark Guinness book is really popular. People don't talk about it, but it's really popular.
Okay. Well, was the motorcycle part of the record, or was that just how they got around?
And seeing humans. That's funny. That is true, what you just said, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, they don't do the irresponsible ones anymore.
That's hilarious. Because that means they had to go through, they had to vet all those records.
I think particularly that image of the guy with hundreds of cigarettes crammed into his mouth and smoking all at once was like, guys, we can't do this anymore.
But
it's just got to be huge gumballs from now on.
Did someone try to do also besides unhealthy, like they died trying to do something, like taking the most voltage or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Falling off the biggest flagpole.
Getting struck by lightning.
Somebody had like almost a close call and they were like, all right, we see the writing on the wall here. People are going to start dying.
It's sure also people like people have died trying to get in the Guinness book. Because if Evel Knievel can get in there for jumping over lots of cars on a motorcycle, people have tried things like that and failed.
Sure. It's funny you said 98, because I do believe 1976 was a big Guinness book that my generation was into. Now you're saying 98 was
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I wonder why. We had one in the house that was probably like in that era of my life, like late 90s.
We got one a few years ago. It's still entertaining. It's taken on a little bit. It's a little more educational. Like there's stuff in there about the whatever fat. More stuff about the fastest animal and stuff like that.
It's not dangerous.
That sounds even boring. I want the most bottle caps you can fit in your mouth. Humans.
Unnecessary surgeries.
I know both these guys have some good stuff to plug. Let's start with this Man Dog Pod guy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Check out the Man Dog Pod if you like improv and conversation podcast. Me and Ryan Rosenberg. And go to biggrandewebsite.com if you want everything made by the comedy group Big Grande. And then I'm Depending on when this comes out, I'll be in San Francisco for Sketchfest on the last weekend of January with the Dub show, live dubbing old movies.
Great plug. Mr. Daly, I'm going to be on your podcast.
Yes, tomorrow we're recording the Bananas for Bonanza, which is on the Andy Daly podcast Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/Andy Daly. Find it there.
I can't wait to do that. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to have Humans, Brett Morris, in this 2024 year of ours. Check out improvforhumans.com and everything we have available in there. And it's not just ad-free Improv for Humans. We are putting out a bunch of content. Bunch. And a lot of it has to do with digging into comedy further, whether it be the how-tos of improv or our greatest comedy of all time show. We're about to do one where we're going to get into... A lot of guys died over the holidays. Norman Lear, Tommy Smothers, Shecky Green... I'd like to talk about all those guys. I'm a huge Tommy Smothers fan. Mm-hmm. Norman Lear. Fucking, what was he, 101? Wow. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. Humans. Be a good human. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction and lots more comedy.